I also would have wished that Virginia was alive today. I would have asked her all about that dentist chair and what that meant and what that was, because to me there's something sadistic about
it. It's kind of creepy. I mean, it's bizarre to have a dentist chair in somebody's private
home. Also, just no one wants to go to the dentist. There's something dark about it. The masks on the wall. There's a leeriness to it all. It's almost like you're walking through a crime scene. I mean, you are walking through a crime scene. When I see the rooms, they're kind of hotel type rooms. Could it be for anybody? It has just,
yeah, I mean,
it's,
there's kind of
energy.
No personality other than sort of creepiness to,
exactly,
to these things. Otherwise, there is this sort of anonymity to it, of sort of anonymous hotel room somewhere in the Caribbean.
Exactly. And it's interesting, you could even see from the picture of the cameras. I mean, there are cameras everywhere. They're being recorded, you could say, for security, but also what I had heard from the survivors, that they believe that they were always being recorded there. Even the statues are weird, like the one by the pool. And I think it's important for us to have this documentary evidence, especially when you have the president of the United States saying, this is a hoax, it's a hoax. Seeing is believing. See the place where he lived. And this isn't all just some wealth porn. This is a very perverted man, and you can see it from the way that he lived.